Hello and welcome back to Get Help Dad. And how do you leave almost a dozen listeners in suspense? And like I said, welcome back to Get Help Dad. So, did you miss me? I was gone for almost 2 weeks. And gone as in, kind of needed a break. Been doing this show for about a year and a half and had very few interruptions. But sometimes, well, you need a break. Sometimes you need a reset. Sometimes life throws you some curveballs. And you have to take a few things off your plate. And I took this off my plate for a little while. But you know what? I missed it. Did you miss me? Yeah, so it's, what is today? Tuesday. April 2nd. And I hope you're all doing well. It's kind of been a crazy year so far. A lot of fun stuff's been going on. Lots of not fun stuff. But that's life, isn't it? But actually, happy to be back. I missed the show. You know, there's times where it gets a little exhausting when you do it over and over again. I think I'm going to be changing the format a little bit. Not going to be doing every weekday. I think just a few times a week. And maybe a little bit longer episodes so we can talk a little bit more. So, one thing that I have been doing a couple of different things, trying to get back in shape, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to push a few different things, and only because I like using them. They are not sponsors. There's no sponsors for the show. Peloton app. I am very surprised at Peloton app. I'm very impressed on everything you have for it. I got it for the bike, and we got the bike cheap discounted. Someone bought it, and someone had it in Alaska and got it. Got the program, which to me, that's another expensive part. It's for the whole family. Up to 8 people, it's like $40 a month. And that's a little bit spending. It's almost like a gym membership. But as you dive into some of the Peloton app, it has everything that you would ever want at a gym and instructions. So my wife and I have been working on a strength fitness program. Very beginner level, but it's kind of what it does. It combines all the old days of like the P90X and Jane Fonda workouts, and it's all streamed. And then every few months, or even more often than that, they have all different programs, and you can just do it every other day. They keep track of everything, even to your heart rate. You can, there's even social on there, or you can just do it like my wife and I just kind of do it, get it done, not worry about social events. But it's pretty impressive, all the stuff they have for it. It makes exercising a lot more fun, and that's definitely something that I am changing this year. It is a priority. And the other priority I was doing is walking, getting at least 10,000 steps a day. My goal is to get a little bit more. We've been working our way up. In January, we started at 10,000 steps, and we were doing that almost every day, which is good. It's amazing how it doesn't really beat up your body, but it wears out your body. And what we've been doing is, since February and March, we're kind of up to about 11,000 steps a day. And what I've been doing is 11,000 steps or 10,000-ish and doing the bike for 15 or 20 minutes. And to buy our time, because that takes a lot of time. What I noticed is with the office and how I'm kind of mostly sedentary. Is that it? Sedentary? you only get about 4,000 steps a day if you're really tracking it. And I have an Apple Watch in it. It tracks it. So you need a solid 45 minutes to an hour of extra dedicated walking a day to get that 11,000 steps. So to fill that time, my wife and I have been binge watching different episodes. We did watch Only Murders in the Building, caught up on all 3 seasons. Love that. Totally promote it. And on today's show, I definitely want to talk about the 3 body problem. My dad recommended the 3 body problem. Netflix, and it has been surprisingly well done. You know, Netflix, and there's so much good TV out there, it's hard to really dedicate your time to, but what we found is we have a treadmill, and we have a Peloton bike and a little space downstairs in our basement, and we got a TV up there. So to fill our time, we watch these episodes, and some are about an hour long, so it works out pretty good to get our 11,000, 10,000 steps. And what we've noticed is it's no joke. You really got to work hard for it. You really got to put the time in and dedicate it to it. But when you have shows on, it really helps to distract you and go after your goals. But the three body problem, we've been watching that. Well, we're only into the second or third. And it's a lot of fun. It drew me in. At first, if you see the trailer, you know, it has to do with us communicating with aliens, or possible aliens, but it's very, they haven't really dug into that yet. They just kind of the origin story, the first few episodes or a couple episodes, and the acting, it's just, I'm always amazed of how good these modern day actors are, and the writing is pretty incredible too. And it just continues to surprise you and keep you entertained. So if you like sci-fi and kind of mystery, I think you definitely check out the Three Body Problem. Definitely worth your watch. And I do want to talk about one friend, Frank Mendoza, on Silver Screeners. And I probably messed up his last name, but he has a podcast called Silver Screeners, and he reviews old movies, new movies. He's been doing that for many, many, many years. He's got a really good podcast. Check it out pretty much on all the different platforms, Silver Screeners. And doing a shout out for him because during my couple week break, he actually reached out and asked how I was doing. And I thought that was pretty cool. He's a good guy. He's got a great podcast. Check it out. And I'm back. And hopefully I'm going to have more in-depth and longer podcasts. Yeah, that's it. That's a ticket. Until then, I'm trying to work on something new, trying to shake things up a little bit. And I do have a joke, an ending joke from my cousin's son out near Philadelphia, and you can listen to it. He's a cute little kid. I got it from a video, so you may or may not be able to hear it really well, but I think he's a future comedian. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great week. I hope you stay focused. I hope you keep kicking ass. You know, life can definitely throw you some curveballs. You just got to dust yourself off, keep working hard, and enjoy those moments, because everything seems to go by so damn quick. So, also, I want to say a shout out to South Carolina women's NCAA tournament. I hope they go all the way this year. Iowa looks pretty damn tough. UConn looks pretty darn tough. A lot of good teams in there. Really a lot of fun. The men's tournament was really good too, and it's still good. It's still going. If then you're down to the Final Four, so go check them out. A lot of good games, a lot of incredible players. A lot of fun to share with the kiddos. So with that, here's a joke. And have a great weekend. Have a great week. I'm ready for the weekend. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk tomorrow. See ya.
Fantino, tell me a joke.
Why did the pig grow so much?
I don't know. Why?
Because he just went in a tree with mud in it.
What?